St. John chapter 10. Today we are continuing in the series we began last week entitled How to Hear the Voice of God. And I think this is a very important series that we talk about because, as I stated last week, that I believe one of the greatest limitations in the body of Christ today is the inability on the part of many Christians to hear God's voice. Hearing the voice of God could literally mean the difference between life or death, blessings or cursing, success or failure, poverty or prosperity, abundance or lack, amen, protection or destruction. You must understand how to hear clearly God's voice. Discerning the voice of God is absolutely vital to your life. It is absolutely vital to your life because when I learn to hear the voice of God, when I learn to distinguish God's voice from the voice of my flesh, from the voice of Satan, from all the other voices in the world, then I can then live a life that is directed and divinely influenced by the Father. Amen. How many know that divine direction is the key to unlimited success in life? Amen. Divine direction is the key to a life of distinction. If you're going to live a life of distinction, if you're going to live a life of honor, if you're going to live a life, amen, that is praiseworthy, then you must learn how to discern the voice of God, how to follow the will of God for your life. It's one thing, amen, to know what God has for you. It's another thing to follow what God has for you, to discern His will and follow the paths that God has already preordained that you and I walk in. Now, in the book of St. John, chapter 10, I want to read this verse because, first of all, as we stated last week, we showed you scriptures to prove out the point that God speaks today, that He speaks, and that we can hear His voice. Look at verse number 27, St. John chapter 10, verse 27. When you have it, say, I have it. It says, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me." So notice He says, "My sheep hear My voice." Listen, I wanted to take this opportunity to share with you some exciting news. Abundant Life Church International is now streaming live. That's right. We are live streaming our services Sunday mornings at 11:30 and Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Also, every first Sunday at 6 p.m., we're streaming live our healing and miracle service. All you have to do is go to the website at www.edwardkirkpatrick.org. Information is on your screen. And there you can see the live stream link. Go there and please be sure to follow us on live stream so we can send you updates of all of our live events. Thank you so much for taking time to listen to this special announcement. I look forward to seeing you real soon. So be sure to go to edwardkirkpatrick.org and click on the live streaming link. There you can find archived messages of services that you have missed. Friends, I'm excited about this opportunity that God has given us to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the nations of the world. Thank you in advance for your support. Remember, together we're changing lives one message at a time. Thank you. My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. And I know them. So those who hear His voice, number one, are known of Him. This speaks of relationship. See, hearing the voice of God necessitates that we have a relationship with Him. You cannot have the voice of God in your life without a relationship, without knowing Him and without being known of Him. So that means I've got to spend time with God. I've got to spend time in prayer. I've got to spend time in the Word of God in order for me to discern His voice. Now, God speaks today. He speaks today. The scripture says in the book of Hebrews, it says, "Today, if you hear His voice, yes, harden not your heart." Yes. That implies that God not only spoke yesterday or yesteryear, He speaks in the present tense. God is a talking spirit. He is a speaking spirit. He desires to communicate with us. Now, one of the things we established last week, and I think it bears repeating, we said the reason God desires to talk to humanity is because he desires to express His plans and purposes for our lives. God has a plan for your life. You're not here by happenstance. You're not here by coincidence. You're not here just by fate. God designed your life for a purpose. God has a purpose for you being here. Look at somebody and say, "I'm here on purpose." Listen, I'm not a mistake. Amen. No. I am here on purpose. God has a purpose for me. But in order for me to fulfill my purpose, I've got to hear from God. Because only God can reveal my purpose to me. Amen. He is the giver of divine purpose. So he's the only one who can show you what you were really called and born to do. So hearing his voice is going to be absolutely vital. Now, we showed you last week. We said that hearing the voice of God was like, you know, we gave you an example. We said it was like frequencies, radio frequencies. We said that, you know, there are several different radio frequencies. You know, you have shortwave radio. This particular frequency is used for long distance communication. Oftentimes, there's a lot of static. Amen, on shortwave radio. Then we looked at AM radio. We said that in that particular frequency, it's clear, but it has a lot of static oftentimes at night. Then you have FM frequency. In that particular frequency, it's pretty clear, but there's still minor interferences. But then you have what we call FM stereo. And in FM stereo, on that frequency, it is oftentimes crisp and clear. And we said, using that example, we said oftentimes believers hear God's voice on different frequencies. Some of us hear him on FM. Some of us hear him on AM frequency. Praise God. Some of us hear God clearly. Others of us hear him with light or major interferences. So we begin to talk to you about the different frequencies that we can hear the voice of God on. And I don't know about you, but it is my desire to hear God clearly. How many of you want to hear God clearly? You don't want to have to ask the question, was that me? You know, was that God or was that the devil? How many of you have ever had to ask that question? Was that really me or was that just my own mind? Amen. And so we begin talking about that. And we also showed you that there were three particular parts. Man is a tripart being, and I'm still in review. Man is a tripart being. Man is a spirit. He possesses a soul. The soul consists of the will, mind, and emotions, and he lives in a physical body. The body that you look at today is not the real you. This body is not the real me. It's the house that the real me lives in. Amen? Because what happens is when my spirit vacates the body, my body goes back to the dust of the ground in which it was made, and it turns back into dust, but my spirit lives forever. The real me never dies. Man is a spirit. He possesses a soul, lives in a body. Now, God is a spirit. John 4:24 says God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, because God is a spirit, Genesis 1 says we've been made in his image and in his likeness. That would suggest that we are spirits. Would you agree? If I'm like somebody, if I'm made in the image of somebody, and if God is a spirit, if I'm like him and made in his image, then I have to be a spirit.
Amen.
Right? Amen. Okay? So God is a spirit. You are a spirit. You live in a physical body. You possess a soul which consists of your will, mind, and emotions. Now, God who is spirit doesn't talk to your soul. Okay? All right? God who is a spirit doesn't talk to your body. God who is a spirit only communicates with your reborn human spirit. Now, when Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, mankind lost its ability to hear God's voice. Because at that instance, man became spiritually dead. He didn't die physically until 900 some years later, but he died instantly spiritually the moment he disobeyed God. And so what happened was his ability to hear God was cut off. Now, when Jesus came, died, amen, suffered, died, went to the grave, amen, went to hell for 3 days, was resurrected on the third day, he restored to mankind the ability to hear the voice of God. Now, we've read you scripture over in the book of Ezekiel. There were several things that happened when man got born again. Don't have time to go through that in detail, but get the CD from last week. I'm pretty sure it'll bless you. But one of the things that we discovered was the first thing that happened was that God, when we were reborn, when we were born again, one of the first things that happened was the Bible said God gave us a new heart. In other words, God recreated our human spirit, giving it the ability now to hear from God, giving it the ability to communicate with God. So God, who is spirit, communicates with your reborn human spirit. God talks to your spirit. You're not going to hear God's voice out here. You're going to hear God's voice in here. Somebody says, I had never heard God speak to me. I mean, because you've been looking for God to speak through your outer ear when God speaks through your inner ear. Just like your physical body has ears, your spirit man has ears. Are you still following me? Okay, so we began to talk about that. We also showed you that there were some voices. There were several voices in our lives. We showed you that. We talked about, number one, the voice of your spirit. We said the voice of the spirit is called the voice of your conscience. Yes. Mm-hmm. The voice of your conscience. How many of you ever said to yourself, something told me? Yeah. Man, something told me that I shouldn't have done that today, or I should have did this today, or I just had this feeling. Anybody, can anybody identify? Yes. All right, what was that? That was the voice of your spirit, man. That was the voice of your spirit, man, called the conscience. Yes. How many of you have done something wrong, and you knew it was wrong, and the moment you did it, you felt bad about it? Yes. That was a sense of remorse. Yes. Maybe you felt shame. Maybe, you know, something. You was just like, oh, sandpaper went off on the inside. You know, like somebody taking their fingernails and raking them across a chalkboard. You know, that eerie feeling on the inside. Oh, what is that? The voice of the conscience. All right. Then we talked about the voice of the devil. And we told you that Satan speaks to us. In fact, he speaks to us in the same way that God speaks. He speaks to us in the same way that God speaks. Because notice, Satan is about deceiving us. He wants to deceive us. The Bible says that Satan transforms himself as an angel of light. Now, I'm going to show you today how to distinguish between the voice of God and the voice of Satan. I'm going to show you that there are certain things that you can begin to look for that would indicate whether God is speaking or whether that's the voice of Satan speaking. All right. Now, we said that there were different things that you could do, different practices, different exercises that you could do in order to enhance your ability to hear from God. Let me go over them quickly. Number one, we said fasting and prayer. Amen. See, those of us who want to hear the voice of God on FM stereo frequency, we've got to learn to fast and pray. Amen. We've got to make fasting and prayer a discipline, Amen. A spiritual discipline. Now, to fast means to abstain from food for a period of time for spiritual purposes. That's what fasting is by definition. To abstain from food for a period of time. Now, I need to emphasize that, because, man, I hear people now talking about, I'm going to fast from Facebook. I'm going to fast from... You're not fast. That's not a fast according to the Word of God. Fasting implies abstaining from food. That's the only type of fast I ever seen in the Scripture. Say nothing about fasting from, you know, well, I'm going to fast from TV this week. Well, okay, great. You might need to do that. That means just don't watch TV. But don't consider that a spiritual fast. That's not a fast according to Isaiah 58. Amen. Fasting, by definition, scripturally, is to abstain from food for a period of time for spiritual purposes. Yes. Somebody says, I'm going to fast to lose 10 pounds. Well, that's not a, well, listen, that's one of the side benefits of fasting. But that should never be your purpose for fasting. Fasting has a spiritual purpose. And in the midst of you attaining spiritual results, physical benefits come as a sidebar. Because if you don't eat, you know you're going to lose some weight. Amen. Amen. And it's good. I mean, fasting has been proven scientifically that it's great. Gives your body time to rest, digestive system time to recover and recoup. Amen. We need to fast. Cleanse your bodies of toxins and so forth and so on. So fasting is a great practice. But fasting enables you to hear God's voice clearly. Here's what fasting does. Fasting doesn't move God, it moves you. It causes your spirit to become sensitive to the voice of God. Hallelujah. You've never fasted, you ought to try it sometime. And you don't have to go on a 14-day, 21-day fast. Just fast from, you know, fast your breakfast and your lunch and then eat dinner. I mean, it'll make a world of difference. I got testimonies coming in right now. That was a young lady. Who just sat in my office last Wednesday night and said, Pastor, you know, I tell you, I've been hearing this message. I'm applying what you're teaching, and I started fasting, and I'm telling you, I'm hearing God speak to me. She said, I never heard God. I've never been able to understand the Word. I'm reading the Bible now, and it's like neon lights going on. It's like the light bulb is coming on. I've got an understanding that I've never had before. I'm knowing God on a level that I've never known God. I said, that's exactly what fasting will do for you. Fasting moves you. Amen. I'm telling you, if you want to live what I call advanced Christianity, you want to get on the fast track to spiritual maturity, start fasting. You won't stay the same. I promise you. Your whole spiritual life will change. Your carnal appetites and desires will begin to subside, and the Word of God will take precedence and preeminence over your flesh. Amen. Praise God. You'll be so much, you'll have so much joy. You'll have so much inner strength. Praise God. You'll walk in such peace. You'll walk in power. You'll walk in confidence. Fasting is powerful. I know I'm not preaching on fasting, but y'all hear me. I'm excited about it. Because I know what it's done for me. Amen. I'm telling you. I'm not telling you something I just read in the book or something I heard somebody say. I'm telling you what I live. I'm telling you something I practice. And I'm seeing the power of fasting and prayer literally transform my spiritual life. And I want to see you transform. I want to see you blessed. I want to see God's power working through you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Number two, we said the second spiritual exercise in order to enhance your ability to hear from God is pray abundantly in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in tongues. And if you never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, today could be your day. You could receive right now in your seat. Praise God. God has given us, through the Holy Spirit, the ability to communicate with Him on a supernatural level. That's what tongues is about. And I've got teachings on that, so you can get a hold of some of those things. And then number three, we said meditating on the Word of God. These are three practices, spiritual practices, that will enhance your ability to hear from God. Number one, fasting and prayer. Number two, praying abundantly in the Spirit. Pray in tongues a lot. I pray in tongues a whole lot. I'm like the Apostle Paul. I thank God I pray in tongues more than all y'all. Praise God. I do. I pray in tongues a whole lot. I pray 95% of my time in tongues. Why? Because when you pray in tongues, the Bible says your spirit is edified. Now, your mind don't understand nothing you're saying. And see, that's the thing with our mind always wants to get in on private conversation. You know, you got to tell your mind, this is an A, B conversation. See your way out of it. Well, I don't understand. You know, your mind will argue with you. I'm used to there and you praying in tongues and you saying it, speaking in a language that you don't understand. How do you know what you're saying is even right? Because the Holy Spirit never prays contrary to the Word of God. In fact, the most perfect prayer you can ever pray is a prayer that's prayed in the Spirit. Oftentimes, when we pray in our native language, man, we mess up everything because we're praying out of our emotions. Yeah. We're praying based on things we see and how we feel. Amen. But when you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit always makes intercession for you according to the will of God. Amen. That's what the Bible says. Amen. So when I pray in tongues, I'm speaking the perfect will of God. Yeah. I'm praying about things that my mind don't even know about right now. I'm praying about things that hasn't even happened yet. I'm praying about stuff in advance concerning my life and my family, my children, and everything that concerns me. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, praying in tongues will build you up. In fact, I'm going to be teaching a series soon on the benefits of praying in the Spirit. Because I just don't believe Christians understand it. Because if they did, they'd spend more time praying in spirit. Amen. Praise God. It's a secret weapon that God has given to us that hell has no defense against. Because when I pray in tongues, Satan doesn't even know what I'm saying. So how can he intercept it or how can he stop it? That's why the devil has brought so much confusion around this subject in the body of Christ, because he don't want Christians to utilize this, because he knows that your life becomes powerful when you pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. So pray abundantly in the Spirit and then meditate on the Word of God. Take the Word and meditate on it. Take a scripture and revolve it in your head. Praise God. Think on God's Word. Philippians 4 said, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, holy, of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. When you pray in tongues, when you meditate in the Word of God, when you keep your mind stayed on the Word, Isaiah 26 and 3 says, he will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. Glory be to God. Man, you keep your mind on the Word, you'll have peace. If you don't have peace today, that's an indication that your mind is on the wrong thing. Amen. Whenever I find myself agitated, aggravated, disturbed, amen, when I find myself in a place of uneasiness or anxiousness or anxiety, I immediately stop and say, what am I thinking about? What am I thinking about? Because that indicates my mind has shifted from the Word of God. As long as my mind has stayed on the Word, amen, I'm going to have peace. Yeah. Amen. If you don't have peace today, you're thinking on the wrong thing. You want to live a life of peace? Then learn how to discipline your thoughts to stay on God's Word. Amen. All right, there are two key factors in discerning between these three voices that we talked about. The three voices, the voice of God, the voice of your spirit, which is the conscience, and the voice of Satan. Those are the three primary voices in the world. The voice of God, the voice of your spirit, which is the voice of your conscience, and the voice of Satan. Now, the first factor in discerning between these three voices is spiritual maturity. a sign of spiritual maturity.
Listen, I wanted to take this opportunity to share with you some exciting news. Abundant Life Church International is now streaming live. That's right. We are live streaming our services Sunday mornings at 11:30 and Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Also, every first Sunday at 6 p.m., we're streaming live our healing and miracle service. All you have to do is go to the website at www.edwardkirkpatrick.org. Information is on your screen, and there you can see the live stream link. Go there, and please be sure to follow us on live stream so we can send you updates of all of our live events. Thank you so much for taking time to listen to this special announcement. I look forward to seeing you real soon. So be sure to go to edwardkirkpatrick.org and click on the live streaming link. There you can find archived messages of services that you have missed. Friends, I'm excited about this opportunity that God has given us to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the nations of the world. Thank you in advance for your support. Remember, together we're changing lives, one message at a time. Thank you.
Is when the believer is guided by the Holy Spirit to act upon something. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Are y'all learning anything today? Okay. Romans chapter 8. This is going to help you. I'm telling you, it's going to make a world of difference in your spiritual life when you learn how to hear the voice of God. It's going to save you a lot of time, heartache, and heartbreak. A lot of frustration. A lot of dead-end streets and roads. You know what? You're going to start taking paths that's going to be profitable. Glory be to God. You're going to quit ending up in dead places and dry places and, amen, and unfruitful places. Why? Because you're not going to be following your own voice. You're not going to be doing your own thing. You're going to be following the voice of God. Look what he said in verse 14. He says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are what? Sons of God." See, sons speak of maturity. Sons of God are led by the voice of God. They're led by the Spirit of God. So the first factor in discerning between these three voices, God's voice, your spirit's voice, or the conscience, and the devil, is spiritual maturity. You have to grow spiritually. You have to grow spiritually. Number two, the second factor in discerning between these three voices is practicing how to discern God's voice. You've got to practice. There's an old saying that goes like this: practice makes perfect. Amen. You've got to practice the voice of God. Listen, don't be afraid to miss it. God spoke to me years ago. He said, sometimes you have to miss it in order to make it. Amen. You've got to be willing to miss it in order to make it. I mean, that's in anything, in business, in life. You've got to be willing to make some mistakes. If you notice that you're traveling down the wrong road, what do? You just turn around. Well, somebody said, "I miss God." Okay, turn around. Praise God. "Lord, I missed you. I thought that was you." How many of you have ever thought God was speaking and you found out later it wasn't? I believe all of us can. We all have that testimony. See, when you continually use your senses to hear God's voice, you will learn to discern when God is talking to you or when it's another voice. Discerning God's voice and learning to operate in your spiritual gifts is a process that is developed through practice. Now, God has given to every born-again believer spiritual gifts. You have spiritual gifts. And in order to exercise those spiritual gifts, you've got to have courage. You have to be willing to make mistakes. That's why the Apostle Paul encouraged Timothy. He says, "Stir up the gift that is in you, that was in you by the laying on of my hands." And then he goes right into this whole thing and he says, "God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind." He was making that comment in connection to his spiritual gifts because he knew fear would stop you from moving in your spiritual gifts. See, I can't be afraid that if I gave you a word of knowledge, that all of it may not be accurate to the point. I may miss some details. Okay, praise God. We all miss it. But I'm not going to let fear of me missing it not be willing to step out in faith and tell you what thus said the Lord, or to pray for a sick person, or to call out a condition in somebody's body, amen, and believe that God is speaking to me concerning that condition. Amen. We can't let fear stop us. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to miss it. Ain't nobody perfect. Jesus is the only perfect person. You're going to make a mistake. Yeah. Exercising your spiritual gifts. Yeah. Amen. But you have to be willing. But let me tell you why people are not willing to make mistakes. They don't want to take risks because they're too concerned about their reputation. Amen. I don't have one. It doesn't matter. Amen. See, that's why the first thing we have to do is be willing to lay our reputation aside. Amen. So concerned about what you're going to think about me. No, praise God. Listen, I'd rather try and miss it than do nothing and make it. Praise God. I got to practice. Say practice. You know, practice at home. Man, when your child or family member say they have a headache, you believe God's giving you the gifts of healing? All right, practice. Praise God. This is a great time to practice. In the name of Jesus, I command this headache pain to subside. You leave him in Jesus' name. I rebuke this pain and I speak healing over your body. See what happens. I practice. Amen. Praise God. And practicing, man, I've seen some awesome things happen. I've seen people get healed by mistake. I wasn't even really expecting them to. I'm just following the word. I'm just doing what the God said. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't have no faith when I was praying. I was just praying, and God did. Well, praise the Lord, and thank you so much for joining me today. I trust that you've been inspired and encouraged by the word of God. If you'd like to receive this message in its entirety, call the number on your screen. Perhaps you're watching today's broadcast and you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. You know, the Bible said if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. Would you please repeat this after me? Believe it in your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart that you were raised from the dead. I repent of my sins. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Amen. Friend, if you pray that prayer, let me be the first to say welcome to the family of God. Also, I want to take this opportunity to personally invite you and your family to come and join me at any of our services. We have two services, 8 and 11 a.m. Every Wednesday evening at 7:15 p.m. we have Bible study. And also, every first Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. we have a healing and miracle service. God is manifesting his power in such awesome ways. I'd love to meet you in any of those anointed services. Also, I want to encourage you, if you have been watching this broadcast and this broadcast has been a blessing to you, won't you prayerfully consider sowing a seed into this ministry? You can go to our website at edwardkirkpatrick.org and give online. Go there today, sow your seed, and I stand in agreement with you for the 100-fold return. Well, friend, I've got to go for now, but until next week, I'm Edward Kirkpatrick reminding you that God loves you, and so do I. Bye-bye.